Knit one, purl.
Oh, Wilma!
Is that you, Fred? I thought you went to the ball game.
No, I got something more important to do.
Fred, what happened? Is there a war?
No, this is a Boy Scout uniform.
I thought for a minute the army had gotten to the bottom of the barrel. A Boy Scout uniform. Fred, are you all right?
You happen to be looking at the new leader of the Saber-Toothed Tiger Patrol. Roar, roar, roar. Flintstone, Flintstone. Roar, roar, roar. Hooray! Boy, wait till Wilma hears what happened to me today. Oh, Wilma!
Here comes Fred, Dino. Go say hello.
Oh, no.
Here, Dino. Fetch the stick. Go fetch it, boy. Go on. Hey, Dino. Fetch the stick, boy. Come on, Dino. Fetch the stick. Come on, boy. Fetch the stick. I got it. I got it.
In here, Dino. All right, Dino. Just put him down any place.
Ouch!
Serves you right, Fred, teasing Dino like that.
Oh, phooey.
How were things at the gravel pits today, Fred?
What'd you say, Wilma?
I said, how did things go today at work?
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. You'll never guess what I got today.
You got fired?
No. Joe Rockhead couldn't go to the ball game tonight, and he gave me his two tickets. Would you like to go, Wilma?
You know I don't like ball games, Fred. Besides, why ask me? You know you're going to take Barney.
I don't fool you at all, do I, Wilma?
You keep trying. I'll give you credit for that.
I'll go over to Barney's house and tell him about the tickets.
Don't be long. Dinner's almost ready.
Yes, it's a ball game, that ball game. Dee-da-da-da-dum-dum, that ball going to the ball game. Oh, look at the little guy. He's all tucking out after a hard day's work. Seems a shame to wake him up. Hey, Barney!
Oh, hello, Fred.
When you hear this, Barn, I got two tickets to the ball game, and you and I are going for free, pal.
Thanks, Fred, but I got another engagement. Some other time, maybe, huh?
Some other time?
Come on, Fred. You haven't eaten a bite. Aren't you hungry?
Just living next door to a guy like that, Barney, is enough to kill anyone's appetite.
Just because Barney had a previous engagement, you have to sulk.
Previous engagement? When a guy gets a chance to go to the ball game for free, there's no such thing as a previous engagement. Barney's a real baseball fan. Even on his honeymoon, that guy never missed a ball game. Even I didn't do that.
That's right, Fred. We spent most of our honeymoon in a bowling alley.
Boy, the things you women never let up on. Anyway, that Barney Rubble is out as a friend as far as I'm concerned. And the next time I see him, I am going to snub it.
Where are you going, Fred?
Over to Barney's house. I can't snub him from here.
Oh, those two always have a thing going.
I'll just stand here until that Barney Rubble comes out for that previous engagement, and I will give him a snub he'll never forget.
I'm leaving now, buddy.
Okay, Barney. Have you got everything?
Yep, I'm all set.
And I'm all set, too. Ouch!
Barney, what happened?
I don't know, but help me up, will you, buddy?
Okay. Boy, you're heavy with this pack on.
Try again, buddy.
Okay. One, two, three. Come on, Barney, on your feet. Up, up, up. That's it.
Thanks, buddy. I'll try to get out of the house again. Okay, buddy, I made it. See you later.
Have a good time, Barney.
I don't get it. All right, hold it. Hold it. Hold it.
Oh, hello, Fred.
Tell me, Barney, what in the world are you supposed to be?
Well, Fred, I didn't tell you before because I thought maybe you'd laugh at me. But I'm on my way to a Boy Scout meeting.
A Boy Scout meeting?
Yeah.
Well, it's no laughing matter if you want to play Boy Scout instead of going to a ball game. But you go ahead, pal. You go to your Boy Scout meeting, and I'll go to the baseball game.
Gangway, please.
All together now, fellas. One, two, three. Thanks, fellas. That's your first good deed for today. Now I'll show you how to march with a full pack. Now watch. Two, three, four. Two, three, four. See how easy it is? Two, three, four.
Company Hall. What's going on, Barney? Who are these kids?
Well, they're Boy Scouts, Fred. We're going on a camping trip tomorrow.
A camping trip?
Yeah. You know, their regular scoutmaster took sick, and, well, you know I don't know nothing about scouting. Well, I didn't want the kids to be disappointed, see? So I volunteered to take them.
You are gonna be the scoutmaster?
Mm-hmm. But they really need an experienced leader.
And why, Barney, didn't you ask me?
You, Fred? I didn't know you knew woodcraft.
Just because I don't brag all the time about the things I can do is no reason not to check with me. When it comes to camping and woodcraft, I make an Indian look clumsy. I am a regular Daniel Boondoggle.
Gee, I didn't know that, Fred. Would you go with us tomorrow?
I will not only go with you, I will take command.
Hey, men of the Saber-Tooth Tiger Patrol, did you hear that? Fred Flintstone is going to be our scout leader. Let's give him our Saber-Tooth Tiger chair. One, two, three.
Roar! Roar! Roar!
Flintstone! Flintstone! Roar! Roar! Roar!
Knit one, purl two. Knit one, purl two. Knit one, purl two. Knit one, purl two. Knit one, purl...
Oh, Wilma!
Is that you, Fred? I thought you went to the ball game.
Ball game? No, I got something more important to do.
Fred, what happened? Is there a war?
No. Hey, this is a Boy Scout uniform.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought for a minute the army had gotten to the bottom of the barrel. Knit one, purl... A Boy Scout uniform? Fred, Are you all right?
You happen to be looking at the new leader of the Saber-Toothed Tiger Patrol. Roar, roar, roar. Flintstone, Flintstone. Roar, roar, roar. Hooray! Wilma, who are you calling?
Hello? Is this Dr. Headstone's office? Let me speak to the doctor quick. This is an emergency.
Hold it, Wilma. Hold it. I haven't flipped my lid. Sit down a minute. I'll explain the whole thing.
Well, all right, Fred.
There were these kids, see? And Barney was going to take them on a camping trip because their leader got sick. And that's the story, honey. I just couldn't let those kids down.
Fred, I'm real proud of you. You're doing a wonderful thing.
Thanks, Wilma. I think so, too. And now I'm going to hit the sack because we start at the crack of dawn. Good night, dear.
Good night, Fred.
About face, forward, march. A hop, a two, a three, a four. A hop, a two, a three, a four. A hop, a two, a three, four.
Well, like Mother always said, you never learn to understand a husband until it's too late. Fred, it's morning.
I don't want to go to school.
Oh, dear. Come on, Fred, wake up. Those kids will be here in a minute. Oh, dear, there they are already.
Hey, Fred, the Saber-Toothed Tiger Patrol is ready to hit the trail.
I'm sorry, Saber-Tooths. But I can't seem to wake your leader up.
You better go inside and help Mrs. Flintstone, Hugo.
Okay, Mr. Rubble.
What happened? Who's this kid?
He's up now, Barney.
Hop, two, three, four. Hop, two, three, four. Hop, two, three.
Hey, Fred. Hey, don't you think we ought to rest a while? We've been marching for 2 hours.
What's the matter, Barney? You getting out of condition?
Oh, I'm thinking of the kids, Fred.
Okay, we'll take a 5-minute break. Company, halt! Take five, men.
Hey, we're pretty far out, Fred. Do you think there's any wild animals around?
No. A dumb animal's more afraid of us than we are of them. You got nothing to worry about. I know just what to do in case of an emergency. A saber-toothed bear! Run for your lives! Get those kids out of here, Barney! I'll get them to chase me! Call the cops! Do something! Help!
Hey, Fred! Play dead! Play dead! Hey, play dead and he won't touch you!
Yeah, that's it. I'll play dead, yeah. Maybe he won't bother me. What have I got to lose? Hey, what's going on? Yikes! Help!
What happened, Fred?
Never mind. Just throw me down a towel. Play dead and he won't bother me. Oh, boy. A hop, a two, a three, a four, a hop, a hop, a hop, a hop, a two, a three.
How about this place, Fred? Looks like a nice spot to make camp.
Yeah, you're right, Barn. We'll stop here. Company, halt! Okay, men, we are going to make camp here. But first, we got to clear the area. You kids, pick up all those sticks. And Barney, you remove all the boulders.
Hey, what are you going to do, Fred?
As scoutmaster of the Saber-Toothed Tiger Patrol, I will supervise the whole McGiller. Now, get going. All right, you kids. Pile of sticks over there. Barney! You Fred, do you mind telling me just what you're doing?
Well, I'm removing the boulders, like you said, oh, great leader.
And how do you figure on doing that?
Well, like this. Watch. I land on this end, and it flips the boulder out of the clearing.
Now, let that be a lesson to you kids. There's a right way and a wrong way to do that stunt, and that was the wrong way. Now watch me. Watch me, and I'll show you how an expert does it. Keep your eye on me, fellas.
You feeling better, expert?
Knock it off, Barney, or I'll demote you to permanent KP duty.
Oh, sorry, Fred. Hey, what's next on the program, huh?
I'm gonna teach those kids some camping tricks.
Like what?
Like starting a fire with two sticks.
Hey, can you do that, Fred?
Certainly. Hey, kids, come here. I'm gonna teach you some woodcraft. Now, let's say you want to start a campfire, and you ain't got any matches. What do you do, huh? Lucky for you, you got me to teach you an old Indian trick taught me by an old Indian. You simply rub two sticks together like this.
Hold it, Fred. It's not even warm.
Are you sure, Barney?
That old Indian ain't got nothing on those kids, Fred.
Okay, okay. How did you start that fire, Hugo? What's that? Some kind of a gadget? Kids.
All right, places, everybody. Play ball. Hey, come on, Fred. Let's have a fast one right over the old plate there. Give him one of those sizzlers right down the old Groovaroonie.
Are you kidding, Barney? These are only kids. We gotta take it easy with them.
Oh, no, you don't, Fred. I watched them play in the Little Brontosaurus League. Hugo could really belt the old apple.
Yeah. For the Little Brontosaurus League, maybe. But I'm gonna teach little Hugo how to really hit a ball. Now, don't worry, kid. I'll take it easy with you. Don't be afraid of the ball. You hold the bat tight. And when I tell you to swing, give it all you got. All right? Here it comes, kid. Now take your time. Raise your bat a little higher. That's it. That's it. Now swing. I got it.
Hey, that's a good catch, Fred. Fred? Are you all right? Speak to me, Fred. Oh, my gosh. Hey, wait a minute, Fred. I'll help you. Okay, Hugo, jump. You know something, Fred? The Little Brontosaurus League can sure use you.
Over here with that log, fellas. We'll have to hurry. It's getting dark.
Hey, what's the idea of all the logs, Fred?
Very simple, Barney. The logs give us a dry floor in case of dampness. And it looks like it's going to be pretty damp before the night is over. Come on, you kids. Keep those logs coming. Well, there it is, Barney. All the logs lashed together and the tent tied to the logs. How do you like it?
I gotta hand it to you, Fred. You really know your stuff.
Thank you, Barney. And I know enough to get out of the rain, too. Come on, let's take cover. Pretty nice, eh, Barney? Storming outside, we're here dry as a bone.
I gotta admit it, Fred. If there's one thing you know how to pitch, it's a tent. Oh, good night, Fred.
Good night, Barney.
Thank you.
Hey, Fred, Fred, wake up.
What's the matter?
Hey, it stopped raining. Let's run down to the creek and take a dip before the kids wake up, huh?
Oh, go back to sleep, Barney.
Come on, lazy bones. Last one in is a rotten dodo egg. Yahoo! Hey, Fred, Fred, it's all creek out here, as far as you can see.
Huh? What are you talking about?
And look, we're headed straight for the falls.
Hey, kids, wake up. Now, listen, pay attention. Untie the tent ropes from the logs. Come on, boys, hop to it. On the double. Okay, that's it, good. Now, tie all the ends together. Come on, boys, step on it. Yeah, that's good. Now, hold on, everybody. Hang on to that kid, Barney. We're coming in for a landing.
Right, Fred?
One, two, three. They're all here. Help! Help!
Help! Help! Somebody help! Help! Anybody! Help!
Yoo-hoo, Wilma! Are you up yet?
I've been up for hours, Betty. Come on in and turn on the radio. We'll have a cup of coffee while we listen to the morning news.
I wonder how the boys are doing.
You know Fred. I'll bet they're having a ball.
Good morning, everybody. This is Peter Pebblehead bringing you the morning news. There was plenty of excitement at Granite Canyon this morning. Two scout leaders and three Boy Scouts were discovered suspended high above the canyon floor.
It's Fred.
And Barney.
The Granite Canyon Rangers rescued the stranded party. And I'm glad to report no one was hurt.
Oh, well, that's something to be thankful for. I wonder how that happened.
That's easy. Fred was in charge.
Here comes Barney.
Good morning, Betty.
And here comes Fred.
Oh, hiya, Wilma.
Is he hurt, Wilma?
No, he's just exhausted. Fred's a good scout, but he's no boy anymore.
What's the use? I can't do anything. What's the use? I'm just not good for anything.
Oh, come on, Fred. Stop brooding. The trip didn't turn out the way you expected, so what?
So what, she says. I'll tell you so what. Those kids looked up to me. I was their leader. All I did was lead them into a big fat mess.
Yeah, but Fred, you brought them all back safe anyway.
I was just lucky.
I'll get it. Now wipe that dark frown off your face, Fred. Oh, hello, fella. Come on in. Mr. Flintstone's in the den.
Wilma, what happened?
Come on down, Fred. The Sabretooth Patrol has something for you.
This is for you, Mr. Flintstone.
Yeah, go on, Fred. Take it. Okay.
Yeah, what does it say?
We, the Sabretooth Tiger Patrol, award this honorary membership to our leader, Mr. Flintstone. Gosh, fellas.
There's more, Mr. Flintstone.
Mr. Flintstone, for courage above and beyond the call of duty. And because he's a swell guy. Ah, gee.
Isn't that sweet?
I could cry.
All together now, fellas! A saber-tooth cheer for Fred Flintstone!
Roar! 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 Flintstone! Flintstone! Roar! Roar!
Thanks, fellas. It's an honor to be a saber tooth. Row, row, row. It kind of gets you right here. Row, row, row. Gee, thanks, fellas.